This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies, I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Small but vocal crowd tonight, coach.
Yeah, a little smaller than usual, but it's okay.
Senior night last week at Glenn County Stadium, 49-6 beatdown of the Bradwell Institute Tigers. Had to be pleased with that. Put them away early.
Yeah, absolutely. We came out and took care of business for our own. We had 42 points at halftime. The kids that we were fired up. We came out on fire on all cylinders. Offensively, we moved the ball extremely well. Defense did another defensive touchdown, doing what they do extremely well. Our special teams had a block punt for a touchdown also, to really give us a jump up, you know, in the game. So that was an awesome first half.
A block punt, then come right back with a sack, strip sack for a touchdown, and it's 21-0 before you can blink.
Yeah, before we blinked our eyes. Absolutely. So, yeah, and then we ended up scoring three more touchdowns in the second quarter.
Offensive line coach, let's start with them. They blew Bradwell off the ball.
They did. And, you know, a couple names. You know, you always hear Jamal Merriweather and Kenai Charlton. He always do a really good job. But, you know, Eli Smith really had a good game. And so did Jonathan Wilson, our center. They did a real good job in the center. And then Terrell, we play him everywhere. We play Terrell Jones at the tackle spot. And anyone who goes down, Terrell just bounces, you know, and plays. He played in Eli's spot a couple times. And he's a senior. And he's just a utility player, but Terrell doesn't get enough praise for the stuff that he does. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to him. And of course, Juan Gibson, he got invited to play in the junior All-Star game. Him and Kenai Thompson, GAC All-Star game. They'll be representing the South, so we're proud of them too.
Coach, you've gotten kind of a good reputation. I'm going to change it up just a little bit. I'm going to flash back to Saturday. It's 3-0 in Jacksonville, and a Brunswick High Pirate led the way on a trap play that sprung James Cook for an 11-yard touchdown. Warren McClendon. The reason I say that is you've got a reputation now as a school that turns out big-time offensive linemen.
We have. One of that's got to give a shout-out to genetics. You know, you got some kids that have some pretty good genetics out here, but then Coach Grady, you know, he's our offensive line coach, along with being our offensive coordinator, and Grady does a really good job in developing those young men as well, and then they got good work ethic, and all these kids that are out there playing right now are not just good football players, they're good academic kids as well. I mean, Warren McClendon is, you know, doing fantastic at Georgia right now. He had a great GPA at Brunswick. He's an honor student. And Caleb Cook is doing the same thing at Georgia Southern. And he's going to be a phenomenal one. And then Kenaya Charlton has a 3.9 GPA. And he's going to be another early enrollee that's going to FSU. So, yeah, all these guys are doing really well academically, not just on the playing field.
Coach Grady's hard on the offensive line, isn't he, Coach?
He is. But they like him hard because, you know, that's the way Coach Grady shows his love. When he stops, when he's not hard on you anymore, he's not messing around with you, then that means you're done in his book. But he's really hard on them, and they like it when they're hard on him because that means he cares about them.
That's a position, though, that you kind of – you put them out there, and they just do their job, and you don't – during the course of a game, you don't worry too much about if they're going to be successful or not, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have the best offensive line in the region. I think they proved it time in and time out, because we have some pretty stout defensive lines that we have to go against. And our offensive line has really won every contest. Of course, they have a tough contest coming up. Effingham has a very good defensive line, so it's going to be a heavyweight battle up front in the trenches.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pinder on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Senior night, Coach Wolfpack, those running backs, they were scoring touchdowns left and right.
Yeah, it was nice to see all four of the members of the Wolfpack get in the end zone. So that was really good. I think Reed got there twice. He had a really good night. And of course, Jacoby did his thing. And Pat Leggett, he was able to punch in a 2-yard run also.
Pat Leggett was moving them legs on that 2-yard run because Bradwell stiffened up a little bit on the goal line. You called timeout to call a play just to give him a football, and he scored. Was it a fourth down play? I think it was.
Yeah, something like that. It was. We messed up a little bit earlier on the play before. Had to call timeout to straighten that out, and then we're able to punch him in right there on fourth down. So yeah, they did that. They did a good job of getting in there, hitting his little legs. We're turning. And don't forget, I forgot to say something about Charlton. Leon Charlton had a great touchdown run.
He did.
On his first touchdown run. He made someone miss in the backfield. It should have been a loss. Stopped on the dime, made a good cut. And then after that, it was a physical hard run, dragging defenders into the end zone.
Coach, your wide receiver groups playing better and better every week. Rate their performance against Bradwell.
Better. they got some of the guys. Trey has been a very consistent player for us. He's a good third down target. He made a good third down catch, and extended our drive on the first drive of the series to really move us into Bradwell's territory. And then Terry makes the big plays like he's doing. He made another big play. He got tackled on the two, so the kids are going to strip touchdown Terry away from him. And then Snooty, he's healthy now, and he was able to make a couple good catches. And TJ did a good job as well, making some grabs.
TJ made a couple of good plays across the middle, and touchdown Terry. Yeah, that was – every time he gets the ball in his hand, though, it's exciting. I mean, it's one of those deals where is he going to score it and he gets stopped, but, man, he makes a lot of people miss.
He does. He's definitely exciting, young man, to have the ball in his hands. And we're trying to feature him more and more in the offense, but he does a really good job. And it's going to be fun calling his name out over the next couple of years.
Did I hear – passing game, I think we were like, 9 for 10 or something like that, throwing the football early last week in the football game. So we threw it around pretty good.
Yeah, we did. We were very efficient in the passing game. Jeff did a really good job. The receivers did a good job. Offensive line gave them a lot of protection. It was just, everything just worked out to our favor.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the defense. And we'll talk a little bit about, I'm going to ask you about the reclassification question too, Coach, because those numbers came out this week. We'll get into that a little bit. Then we'll talk about going to Springfield. I just don't like going up there, Coach. So we'll be right back on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, defensively, we just shut Bradwell down. Our defensive line dominated their offensive line. You called that before the game even started, and they had trouble moving the football other than some just athletic scramble around, make something happen with their quarterback.
Yeah, their quarterback's a young kid that I believe he's a freshman. He can make a lot of plays with his legs, but our defensive line was busting through there pretty good and making him have to get in a panic mode and run around. And we were chasing him for a while. But yeah, our defensive line's been causing havoc all year, and I anticipate them to continue doing that Friday night and even into the playoffs.
River Creel's coming off the ankle. He's starting to get back to 100%, and he blocked the punt.
Yeah, he did. He is back. He's back to old form. Glad to have him back because, J.J. Saunders, he ended up spraining his ankle, and they kind of look alike. When you see them together, they almost look identical. They almost play identical. So we lost River for a little bit, and J.J. was in there making a lot of plays. Now J.J.'s out, and River's back. So, honestly, we haven't missed a beat.
Kayshawn went down at the end of the of our last game, and we thought we weren't going to see him, but he just suited up, Coach, and he played lights out again.
Oh, he did. He had another good game, and he had a good week of practice, too, so I'm anticipating him having another good game Friday night.
Linebacker play outstanding all year long, especially those guys in the middle.
Yeah, Adam Oliva, you can't say enough about Adam Weaver.
He recovered a touchdown on the block punt.
He did, off of Rivers' block punt. He got his first touchdown. He was all pumped up and fired up about that. But Adam Weaver, you can't say enough about his growth and how good of a job he does, not just at linebacker play, but his leadership. And then Stephon Stanley, who's been very, very consistent all year long, and both them have made it real difficult for teams to run the ball in the middle with them two and then Kayshawn Thomas. Plant nose, it's pretty stout in there. And then on the outside edges, Lionel Tweedy's getting better and better and better. And then, of course, Devin Smith, I don't think there's anybody in his league right now the way he's playing outside linebacker.
We talked at lunch earlier this week, Coach. I told you I felt like we have at least three of our starting four linebackers that's having an all-region type season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get those titles, but there's at least three of them that really deserve it. They're playing very good football, and I don't see anybody else in our region playing as good as they are, but how the region will kind of even some of that stuff out. So I don't know if all three of them will get first team, but all three of those guys sure do deserve it.
You're kind, Coach. You didn't say the word politics, but... You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, on the back end, safety play, cornerback play, teams have a hard time getting any passes against that back end.
Yeah, it's been steady. It's going to be tested this week. I think Coach Ford and Effingham do a really good job in the passing game. And I think they do a good job of designing top plays to get receivers open. On the outside edges, and they do really good with the crossing routes. So our defensive backs are going to be tested this week, and hopefully we'll show up and play the way that we know how to play.
Coach, shifting gears a little bit, the new numbers came out this week. Classification looks like, just based on the actual numbers, we got Brunswick Glen, South Effingham, and Effingham as 6A in the coastal region with the possibility of some Augusta teams making it one region based upon research I've done.
I'm hoping that they do group us with the Augusta schools just because finding non-region games are going to be extremely difficult. Whenever you're on a two-year scheduling cycle, and whenever you have a good season at the end of a two-year scheduling cycle, scheduling games the next year gets very difficult. Right now we're looking at only really tough teams that are scheduling us in the non-region games, and that's okay. But to be able to have to pick up seven of those games, if you only have three region games to play, that's going to be extremely difficult to do. So I hope they couple us with the Augusta region where we can actually have some more of them games that we can play that are already scheduled. We have to go out and try to schedule, it's always nice to schedule three or four non-regions and not have to schedule seven.
Bradwell, Statesboro came in with 5A numbers. Richmond Hill, as we already knew, 7A numbers. And finally, it looks like they may be made to play in the SEC next year.
Yeah, they got to go up. And they're going to be fine, though, because Richmond Hill, their ninth grade group is loaded. They got a lot of talent in that group. And they got a good coaching staff. They're going to be fine in 7A.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're 9-0, 5-0 in the region. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk to Effingham County Rebels. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Pirate Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moondoggies. Coach, we go on the road Friday night against a pretty good football team in the Effingham County Rebels who have gotten hot late in the season. They've gotten some big wins over Glenn and Statesboro the last couple of weeks, and they have put themselves in position to make this game Friday night a region championship game. Talk a little bit about the Rebels and what they do on offense and defense.
Number one thing to recognize is they assembled a really good coaching staff. They got some good guys there that are making a big difference and an impact immediately. Effingham also had a young team last year, so the guys that are out there have a lot of playing experience. They play with a bunch of sophomores, we know how that is when you got to play with a bunch of sophomores trying to make a turn, and then the next year you're playing with juniors and you made a turn, and that's kind of what they did. They're now guaranteed a playoff spot. They've earned that playoff spot. They're very good on the defensive line. They're pretty solid on the back end. They scheme up very well, and they're just a big time improved team. And like you said, they're hot. They're gritty. It's a gritty bunch. And we're going to have to be on our A game. We're going to have to play very well. And, we play our type of football that we're capable of doing. We're going to be fine. But going up there to their place and playing against a team that has a lot of spirit, it's not going to be an easy task. We just got to make sure that we're ready to rock and roll and understand what we're playing for.
Effingham showed some grit. You said grit last week because they were down by 10 midway through the fourth quarter and found a way to come back and win that game against Statesboro last weekend.
Oh, yeah. They do find ways. They got a special teams break that helped them out. They got a couple breaks on some penalties that helped them out in a big way. They got some breaks on some no calls also that helped them out. And everything just started seeming to bounce their way, and sometimes when you have a team like that, it seems like sometimes they might be destined to be a team that's going to be very difficult to beat.
Offensively, they have a pretty good quarterback, good running back, and they if you look at the scores, they've been scoring points the last few weeks.
Yeah, they have. They score points. running back number 30. I don't know their names, but number 30 is the best one. Number 6, number 2 are little scat backs. They can get, you know, some work done, but 30 is our big boy, and he's a load. You know, when he gets going, he's fast. He runs hard. He's physical. We got to stop him before he gets going. You know, their offensive line struggles a little bit. I think we can dominate them there at the line of scrimmage, and hopefully we can shut him down before he gets started. Their quarterback is savvy. He's smart, but he throws a lot of RPOs, a lot of crossing routes. We have a good, strong defensive backfield that understands how to play against RPOs. So the matchup is good. I like the matchup. For our defense, I think our defense, and you know, is going to do very well.
Coach, last few times we've gone up there, we've struggled a little bit at Effingham. I mean, even before you were hired, we started struggling up there on the road. It's just one of those places that's a tough place to play. It's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just a tiny, cozy place, and they seem to things seem to tilt their way a little bit. I'll just be kind and say
that. Yeah, I mean, even in not just in football, I was looking in the other sports as well, basketball and baseball. We don't fare too well up in Effingham. We seem to hold our own and do well when they come down here, but we have to turn that tide. Our road victory wins in Effingham doesn't look too promising. We got to win a championship here, and to do that, we have to go to a spot. Why not go to a foe? Why not try to go to a place where you haven't done it on a consistent basis and get there and get in that situation and win it there?
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pinder on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our kids, I've noticed on the Statesboro trip, the McIntosh trip, it's like they put on a suit and tie and they're on a business trip and they get out off the bus and they're ready to take care of business. You probably haven't had to tell them a whole lot this week. They know what the stakes are, and talk about this week of practice so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I mean, defensively, our coaches are getting pretty upset with our defensive players in some aspects, but I think overall it's been pretty good. And, you know, when it comes to business trips, going on the road, our defense in particular is taking it very serious. Because our defense right now has given up 0 points on the road, so that's a big thing. When your defense plays well on the road, that's huge. So we got to continue to do well there defensively, and then offensively, we just got to be consistent. Don't turn the ball over. Make drives, make smart plays, finish the drives, and come away with points. 6 points, well, you know, is better than 3 points. So you want to get that ball in the end zone.
We got a chance, Coach, to finish off this regular season, and one that could go down into record books, because there's only been, this could be the third season ever that we've gone 10-0. And if we do this Friday night, 98, 99, 2021, rare company.
Yeah, definitely, and that's a good company to be in with that 98, 99 team. And you know, we gotta reach that. We want to not just go 10-0 in the regular season, but we have to in order to win a region championship. And that's just the second goal on our list. You know, we accomplished one, now we're trying to accomplish another, and we have a third goal when it comes to championships as well that we're really going after. And we have a much better opportunity of reaching that third goal if we can reach our second one on Friday night.
Coach, we should have a good crowd in Springfield Friday night. Any last comments you want to say to our fans who will be there, and they will be jacked up on Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to have our crowd there. It'll be awesome if our crowd's bigger than theirs. Because we have a lot at stake here. And our boys will deserve the fan support that we get. It's been fantastic at home. I hope it continues to be fantastic on the road.
Any last comments, Coach?
No, we're just ready to play. I wish it was Friday night right now.
I hear you. Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pinder on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday nights. For Coach Pinder, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Miss Francis.
Go Pirates!
Woo! See you next week.